front, just above the, or the width of a page of paper. That's yeah. Fine. Then they went to the full size of, you know, the desk. But that was way in there. We got desk on there. I'd been going to school a long time. You just had a wooden bench and table.
Place where you check books out, did you?
We didn't have libraries. Whatever they had was in there. You know, the only books you had was first grade Bob and Nancy Can Ride and two or three other books, you know, you as you went on down the line, that's all you had. You didn't, it's not like it is today.
When did you get the
library?
Yeah.
Library had been built here by, it was built before Betsy. Betsy knocked it down and they rebuilt it.
It's a nice library.
Yeah.
That's a nice library.
It's a nice library.
Okay. Now y'all have always had a place where you could send mail off. You've always had.
Oh yeah. Post office was in that old store that you went to, Ludwig, Augustine store. That's where the post office was for years and years.
Okay.
Then they moved it up.
When did you get your first, well, Ludwig's, that was also a, wasn't it a place where people would stay?
General, the where you stay now?
Yeah.
That same hotel.
That was
It's been, you know, revised a little bit and patched up, rebuilt, but it's on the same frame as it was in them days.
Okay. Now, when you went to the hospital, did you have a woman around here who would act sort of like a, you know, take care of you? In other words, you didn't have, you still don't have a hospital here.
No, we have a clinic, no hospital. I went to the hospital one time in my life, that was about 15 years ago, was to get my appendix removed. The only time I ever went to the hospital.
Hmm.
We didn't have very many, there's not much pollution out here. The sickness you get here was home cure sicknesses. If you didn't know it was cancer, well, in those days, if you got cancer, you, you died at 99, and possibly with a cancer, but then you just died of old age. You can hear of cancer and all that. Although I'm sure they had them in those days like they got them now, I don't know, but...
Well, the woman who would look after you in the hospital is...
The nurse?
Okay, or when you go to, when you caught a train, where would you catch a train at?
No such a thing, there's no train around. You know where the train was, so they got left Grand Island, went to New Orleans, and first seen a train. Must have been 16 years old.
There's a what there, there's a...
There's a bus, you could get a bus, or you, somebody take you.
Where was it, does a bus come through here?
No, it comes to Golden Meadows.
Okay, and there's a there's a place there where you can catch a bus.
And you have a bus stop, they call it a bus station. Ground bus, you catch a bus that'll go to New Orleans or northeast, south, west, wherever you want to go from there.
Okay, in New Orleans, you catch a train at the...
At the depot.
Rail.
The railway station. I rode on a train one time when I was in service.
How long were you in the service? You,
2 years.
You were
in the Army.
Okay. You fight in the...
No, I wasn't in during the war. It was after, Korea and before Vietnam, in between, when I went in service. I served overseas in Iceland.
Oh, cool.
Cool, miserable place.
2 years?
No, I was on an airplane. I didn't stay long. I flew with, I was airborne equipment maintenance, and wherever the SAC, you know?
Yeah.
The strategic air command, where they flew high flights, and they go around the universe, around the world every day. But we fly with them, because their radio equipment sometimes would not reach from their plane to the base at that time in 56. Now, there's no problem, I guess. We'd fly midway below them, you know.
Yeah.
They'd radio to us, we radio to base.
You know the B-52?
Yeah.
What do you think about them? You think they're good flights? Of course, that's off the record. Doesn't matter, but...
Could have picked up anything on Sputnik first. If you remember Sputnik, when they put the first satellite in the air, Russia did. They put out a Sputnik. Well, everybody went on the radio because they didn't know what was going on. Well, Iceland is a place where it's one of the first places that would know what's going on and could be able to press a button. Let everybody know what's going on.
Yeah.
One of the places.
Right, 30 seconds.
It's, in less than 22 minutes, we had three strings of fighter bombers in the air, fighter planes in the air, the whole base artillery. Some things, I don't know what they are. Must be the garbage truck, yes, right now. That's another.